Today on Gardening in a Minute, gardeners and the weather. It's hard enough to make sure your plants get everything they need without worrying about the weather, but it's an important component of any garden's success. Of course, gardeners should only choose plants that thrive in their climate. Without special care, an unsuitable plant will most likely fail to thrive or could die. But even suitable plants may suffer during cold snaps. Keep an eye on temperatures, especially at night, and cover plants that aren't cold tolerant. Cold weather also has its benefits. Laborious chores that can overheat a gardener in Florida's boiling summers can be undertaken with ease in the wintertime. Rain should also be on a gardener's radar. If plants don't get enough water from nature, many of them will need to receive supplemental irrigation. For more information about weather and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing for drought. In Florida, we may not be able to predict how much rain we'll get, but drought is always a possibility. So when you're designing your landscape, it's always a good idea to consider choosing low-water use plants, which are Florida-friendly. No matter which types of plants you install, make sure you group plants with similar water needs together. It's better to water plants, including lawn grass, less frequently but deeply. This stimulates deeper rooting, which will help plants get through dry spells. Use fertilizer carefully, especially in the summer. The nutrients will encourage lots of water-hungry new growth. Mow your lawn high, which stimulates the growth of deeper roots and will help reduce water needs. With preparation, both you and your landscape will be ready for dry times. For more information about preparing for drought, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, salt-tolerant landscapes. Florida is a coastal state, and many landscapes suffer from salt spray, saltwater intrusion in groundwater, and the application of salty reclaimed water. But you can have a beautiful landscape even in the most saline conditions. Plants that are native to the coast are certainly salt tolerant, but don't limit yourself to just these. Several kinds of turf have good salt tolerance. St. Augustine, zoysia, and Bermuda grass are the best choices for the coastal lawn. Salt-tolerant species of plants that will do well in saline environments include vines like bougainvillea, ground covers such as sea oats, and shrubs like wax myrtle. The frangipani is a salt-tolerant tree that will do well in South Florida, and the live oak will thrive on the coast throughout most of the state. For more information about salt-tolerant landscapes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bougainvillea. Bougainvillea is a beautiful flowering vine that adds a fun tropical feeling to the Florida landscape. The flowers are actually colorful modified leaves that are long-lasting and bright. They appear periodically throughout most of the year, but are especially plentiful in the winter, when the splashes of color are a welcome sight. Bougainvillea blooms in fuchsia, red, white, yellow, and orange. Plant your bougainvillea in full sun in well-drained acidic soil. It's drought-tolerant, evergreen, and low-maintenance, a gardener's dream. It needs to be protected from frost and freeze. Bougainvillea can be grown as a sprawling shrub or allowed to grow naturally, quickly covering fences. Dwarf varieties can be planted on top of a wall or in hanging baskets where they will create cascades of color. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, insecticides. Insecticides are natural or synthetic chemicals that are applied to plants to kill insects. They can be specific to particular species or kill any insect they come into contact with, including beneficials. They may kill insects by direct contact or after the insect eats treated foliage or flowers. Insecticides are useful tools in integrated pest management, but they should be used only after a pest has begun to cause damage and has been properly identified if other IPM strategies have failed. Avoid using them if honeybees or natural enemies are present. Many products are available at garden centers. To determine which is appropriate, make sure your site and pest are listed on the label, and always follow label instructions to the letter. For more information about insecticides and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.